You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Both these teams have established decent recent runs. Since West Brom's 3-2 defeat at home to Chelsea, they've won at both Stoke and Villa, Derek. And Everton have started looking a bit more solid defensively as well.
I like the look of Everton. Every time I watch them, I think, yeah, Martinez has found out what he's doing, and John Stones is. I mean, every time I watch him, I'm more impressed. I was thinking earlier in the season, he's £30 million for an untried defender. It's ridiculous. But, I mean, he has been majestic so far this season. I think they're a tidy side, Everton. You mentioned apparently, you mentioned the Palace are underrated by the bookies. I don't think that's the case with Everton. I don't think you ever see a price that's way too big for Everton, whether it's home or away. But I think they'll shade this. I can't have West Brom, you know. I just can't have them. I can't have the team managed by Tony Pulis, because he's a manager. Like Roy Hodgson, you know, happy with the draw, wherever it might be. And you don't want to back teams like that to win at any stage. So I'm going to go for Everton here. I think they're a tidy side. They're a better side than West Brom. And they're capable of getting a result anywhere these days, Everton. They're a side to keep on the right side of.
Yeah, Everton are 6-4 to win this game. I spoke to Robbie Savage about this match yesterday, Lee. Yeah. If only.
In words of one syllable, oh.
And he put
do you think? Yeah, you could do actually.
He put 0-0 in this in this game. I can see that.
Yeah,
8-1 it is.
Yeah, I understand why I'd go for that. I mean, West Brom have been struggling to get goals at home. They scored 2 against Chelsea, but haven't scored any other goals at home this season, including against Port Vale, by the way, when they won on penalties in the League Cup. So you know, 0-0 against Southampton, the goals drew against Port Vale. Didn't score against Man City when they were beating 3. As Derek says, you know, Pulis is almost anti-football, isn't he? You know, you look at his formations at home, and he's like, they're like Watford, you know, in that kind of, they don't go out and try and win games. They're more concerned with keeping that back line secure, with that, you know, there's 2 defensive midfielders in the middle of the park. And I think Everton have got a little bit more about them, a little bit more attack. You know, if you like a mug bet, Lukaku going back to the team where arguably he kind of made his name, really. I know he was at Chelsea, but scored goals for West Brom, and kind of that's where people started to sit up and watch him. I'm never sold on Lukaku, I must admit. You know, I just think he should be doing more for, you know, the quality of player he is at the prices. You know, if Naismith plays 15-8, I think it's a better bet than the 6-4 about Lukaku scoring any time. But Lukaku is the headline offer as well.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with Derek that I think Everton might just sneak it. I don't see it being a high scoring game though. It's a bit confusing this, I always mention this, but you know, the Everton to win by a single goal is probably worth a look as well. What you're looking at there basically is a handicap. So if you go to the handicap markets, it's a handicap tie. So you're looking at the West Brom plus a goal versus Everton minus
yes.
a goal, which is to win by a single goal. Once the match goes in play, you can actually play that market, but for some reason pre-match they don't give us it. But it's 3-1 for a 1-0 or a 2-1, and I can see that. I agree with Derek. I think it'll be a tight game, but Everton just to sneak it because they're the better side.
Yeah, I like that. 3-1, Everton to win by a single goal in the game. Those 2 headline offers, by the way, Salomon Rondon to score, West Brom to win 6-1, Romelu Lukaku to score, and Everton to win is in the betting at 4-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.